Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue and blessings of having a righteous child. You know, this is something which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "And those who say, 'Our Lord, grant us comfort in our spouses and descendants, and make us imams of the God-weary.'" وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Right? So this is something that the believers, they ask Allah for. They ask for righteous children. And it has been considered a blessing in the hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is an aromatic plant from the plants of heaven." And he also said, "A righteous child is an aromatic plant, is an aromatic plant from Allah, which he has distributed to his servants." And it's very interesting that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, part of the sa'adat, the prosperity and the felicity of a person, of a human being, of a man, is that he has a righteous child. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "I never asked my Lord for children with bright faces. I didn't ask God to give me beautiful children. Nor did I ask him for a son with a good stature." Some people are very adamant about having a son, you know. They'll do anything to have a son. Even if, you know, they have 3, 4, 5 daughters, you know, they won't stop until they have a son. The Imam says that, "No, I never did this, but I asked my Lord for children who are obedient to God, obedient to Allah, and fear Him. Children who, they obey God's commands and they are fearful of Him. So then when I look at the child, seeing him obedient to Allah, it will be a source of comfort for my eyes." So having a righteous and pious child, this is a source of comfort and happiness for the person. But if one has a, you know, disobedient child, a disobedient, you know, children, then this is a source of sadness for him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, "Allah's inheritance to his pious servant is a righteous child who repents for him." Having a righteous child has a benefit in the hereafter as well. When one dies, this child, he prays for this person and he asks God for the forgiveness of his parents. This is one of those instances of baqiyatu salihat, good things that remain after a person has passed away. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the righteous child in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد